Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sherry Preston is with us on the Newsline this morning. We know that eating a healthy diet can cut the risks of illness, but Sherry, I wonder if we know that there are certain foods out there that might trigger us not to feel as good as we could.
Yeah, exactly. The Consumer Reports has done a really nice write-up about, they've taken a whole bunch of studies and analyzed them when it comes to what you eat and what kind of a mood you're in. So, the kinds of foods that you eat can actually help you fight depression. And, when people get older, they do suffer from more depression. But, everybody talks about serotonin, that in your brain, that chemical that's produced and makes you happy. 90% of your body's serotonin is actually produced in your gut, not your brain. So eating foods that have these healthy microbiomes, good bacteria, probiotics can really help your mood and stave off depression.
All right. Give us some specifics of what we should and shouldn't be eating.
Okay. Let's, Ellen, first start with what you shouldn't be eating. And you hear this every time we talk about, diets and what's good for you and what's bad for you. Ultra-processed foods, things that are processed in a factory, soda, instant soup, instant mac and cheese, much as I love it, packaged chicken nuggets, frozen things, things that are, they're already at a higher risk of heart disease and obesity, but a recent study of 15,000 people find those who eat these high processed foods have a 33% higher risk of depression as well. They have less fiber in them. That keeps those microbiomes from producing in your stomach, and so you want to stay away from those. You also want to do things like eat a more Mediterranean diet. We've talked about this as well. Fruits, veggies, nuts, olive oil. Those are the good things to do. And something else that they talk about doing, when you eat, actually enjoy your food. Sit with a friend if you're alone occasionally. Go out with friends. Arrange your food so it looks nice on your plate. And actually sit down and enjoy eating it rather than eating in front of the TV or eating on the run or standing up.
You haven't said anything about cookies yet.
No, I haven't. That would be the ultra-processed thing. I'm very sorry, EJ.
Well, wait a minute. What if we make them from scratch, Sherry?
Yeah.
You know what? That's a really good point, because it's not the ultra-processed and has all those chemicals in them. If you make cookies from scratch, absolutely. You want to stay away from a lot of the sugars, and that's hard, because the sugars can also trigger things in where you feel happy at the beginning, and then you have that low. You know what I mean? You have that. You're the sugar crush, as they say. But if you bake the cookies from home, put the cookies in a package, send them to me here, care of ABC News on West 66th Street, that would be great.
Sherry Preston with us on the Newsline.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.